I'm here with Carlos Dansby, who had his second pick six of the 2015 season in an unfortunate loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Carlos, walk us through that pick six, because was it something that you had saw on film throughout the week, or was it something that you picked up during the game that they were running those deep in-breaking routes?
It was something we picked up during the game. I came to the sideline. Coach told me, like, look, that tight end hangs, and he chips the DN. They run the deeper routes, and it was a third and long play. So I was like, okay. I seen the tight end hanging, and I'm like, oh, he's going to run a dig. And I'm like, I just took off. I seen the route developing. The number two receiver kept pushing through. Once he pushed through, I knew he was clearing out for the number one guy to come in. And quarterback didn't have nowhere else to go, either that or get sacked.
And walk us through, because most likely a young linebacker in a landmark defense like a zone blitz or a cover three, you know, they get to their landmark and they stand there like a statue.
Right.
But you know, double-digit years in the NFL, walk us through the progression for you to not only get to your spot, but to have the savvy as a vet to evolve your route to get to the spot where he almost looked like he threw you the football.
Yeah, it was funny, man. I was hearing some of the conversations, and it was funny how they was like, man, he just threw the ball right to him. No, I had to really decipher the play. As soon as the tight end blocked, I knew exactly what they wanted to do, and I just took off to the spot where he had to throw it to. I was like, man, it's going to be about 18 yards. I was like, all right, cool, I can get there. And once I got there, he just let the ball go, and it was perfect time.
Another AFC battle coming. You have the Cincinnati Bengals, a team, you know, that you went up there on a Thursday night on a short week prepared and didn't go the way you wanted. But coming home to First Energy, they're a team that's playing for a lot. But as you mentioned, guys are playing for their jobs, so it should be another AFC North battle.
Oh, yeah, it's going to definitely be a battle. I think we paused and ready for this opportunity. And like I said, we got a chance to really go out and right that wrong that we left out on the field Monday night. And like I said, it's going to be a battle, and we know that. And we know they're going to come in trying to prove a point. And like I said, it's going to be another AFC slobber knocker.
Carlos, thank you so much for joining me. Look forward to your performance on Sunday.
All right, thanks, man.